USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former White House Communications Chief Hope Hicks is behind closed doors with members of the House Judiciary Committee. Hicks spent years as a close aide and advisor to Donald Trump before and after he was in the White House. The White House ordering Hicks not to answer questions about her time at the White House, setting up a possible legal dispute with Democrats. Although Hicks was interviewed extensively by former Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team, she now works for Fox News.
The Democrat Party has become more radical, more dangerous, and more unhinged than at any point in the modern history of our country.
President Trump there kicking off his re-election bid at a huge rally in Orlando last night. Senate Democrat and White House hopeful Kamala Harris reacts to his speech.
This president wants us to keep looking in the rearview mirror instead of looking out of the front windshield.
And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hundreds attended a community meeting in Phoenix, Arizona last evening to discuss a videotaped encounter at the end of last month involving local police and a black family. Officers seen on viral video pointing guns and shouting obscenities at a couple and their two young kids after they claimed the four-year-old daughter had stolen a doll from a store without her parents' knowledge. Last night, this woman at that community meeting told police,
"Tell the truth. Say we have a problem. Say we have systemic racism, we need to address it. Apologize for doing what you're doing wrong."
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan's removing himself from consideration to head the Defense Department because of domestic violence in his family years ago. The Washington Post says his ex-wife was arrested for allegedly punching him in the face and trying to set his clothing on fire. Shanahan telling the Post, quote, "Bad things can happen to good families." This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tiffany Ortiz, the wife of Boston Red Sox legend David Ortiz, says her husband continues to make progress in the intensive care unit at Massachusetts General Hospital. His condition upgraded to good after he was shot earlier this month at a bar in the Dominican Republic and was flown to Boston by his former team the next day. San Francisco is inching closer to becoming the first U.S. city to ban e-cigarettes, part of an ongoing effort to curb teen tobacco use. The Board of Supervisors voting yesterday to approve a proposal banning the sale of e-cigs until the U.S. Food and Drug Administration reviews the products for their public health impacts. It will still need to pass a second reading before it can be put in place, and among the critics are some small business owners concerned about the impact on their businesses. R. Kelly will have a do-over in court today in his sexual abuse lawsuit. A woman filed a suit against the R&B singer last year, alleging he sexually abused her as a teenager. He lost the case by default after failing to show up to court last month. The judgment was then vacated after his lawyers claimed that he had a learning disability and couldn't read the court documents properly. Kelly was charged with multiple counts of sexual assault and abuse earlier this year. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.